Okay, so I first got involved with the Iditarod after I moved out of Alaska, and I wanted to get home to do some fun things because I missed it. So I used to work at Channel 2, and I called them because they did all the TV work for Iditarod, and they brought me up to, you know, work the checkpoints with them. So that was how I got involved. So I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because it's kind of one of those last great adventures where you're out in the middle of nowhere and you get to see things that no one else gets to see, and we get to bring those images to people. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my first trip, river crossing, actually, with Jeff Schultz. Happened to be there and caught me crossing a river. Didn't go as planned. A follow-up to most memorable would be constantly waking up on the ground after falling asleep on the machine after a long day. What I know for sure in life is I will not be getting a lot of sleep this year.